A group of state lawmakers met yesterday with Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll and other administrative officials to discuss the ongoing migrant situation in the state. Among those in attendance, State Representative Dave DeCoste, and he joins us this morning to discuss that meeting. State Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, always grateful to be here. Thank you.
So I guess I'm going to start off by asking, what are your overall thoughts on that meeting?
Well, they were cordial enough. The meeting only lasted for almost exactly 60 minutes. The Lieutenant Governor did her best to answer many questions. I was surprised at the vagueness in many cases or uncertainty, but I guess I shouldn't be because this is a fluid situation. We've gone over the last month from 3,000 or so families. I guess now we're up to about 6,200, coming up on 6,300, and that amounts to over 20,000 individuals. To give you one local community as an example, I was talking to the state rep, and she said they now have they were told after the fact that the federal government had placed 430 individuals within the town. Of those 430, about 250 of them are children, almost exactly divided evenly between half of them being under pre-K and half of them being K through 12. So that school system will have to basically absorb teaching primarily Creole, and English is a second language for over 125 students. And you can imagine the logistics and the enormity of that cost and what that's going to do for education for our citizens in the school system. And that's being repeated all across the state.
So now, is there any action that you think the state legislature is going to take on this issue?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, there's been talk about them looking for a supplemental budget to cover this if the federal government doesn't come out. Now, keep in mind that we have, over the last couple months, come in below benchmark in terms of what our planning was for the state. So in other words, the revenues are not a little bit short of what we planned. This is not like within the past several years where we've been doing quite well and had surpluses. So on top of a situation that's costing apparently somewhere north of 149 million, we know when there were 3,000 families, it was $149 million a month costing. Now we're up towards 6,000. So you know, extrapolate that to where you are, but it's costing us an enormous amount of money, and this is going to mean either cuts locally or programs that we don't initiate, or some type of adjustment to Chapter 70, Chapter 90. Who knows what they could end up with, or potentially higher taxes.
And is there any expectation that this migrant population could increase?
Oh, I think there's every expectation that it could increase. Keep in mind, we have a right to shelter law in this state, and what that means is that the taxpayers are encumbered to provide, the way it's being interpreted at least, the taxpayers of Massachusetts are encumbered to provide housing for anyone who shows up within the state, particularly those who are claiming to be in asylum status from other nations. So that's being interpreted such that we now are responsible to find them housing.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I think we're just about out of time right now. I wish we could talk about this a little further, but thank you so much for coming in this morning and speaking with us about this. We really do appreciate it.
Well, as always, great to be here, and I appreciate what WATD does.